Senate Commerce will please come to order. I'd like to greet everybody that's listening on the internet today and welcome them. Reminder to turn off all cellular phones. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Here.
Dempster? Kadas?
Here.
Ketzel?
Here.
Kerbach-Berry? Gant?
Here.
McCracken?
Here. Quorum present. May I please have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting? A motion by Senator Ketzel. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Kadas. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. We have rather a lengthy calendar today. We're going to complete our calendar today. And so we're going to start right off with, I would just remind the testifiers all please sign in up there. And so we're ready to go. I would like to start off with Senate Bill 202. At the request of the Office of Governor, Senate Bill 202. Proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee members, Merle Scheiber, Director of the Division of Insurance. We bring Senate Bill 202 before you today on behalf of the governor. It is a military sales, an act to protect certain military sales practices for life insurance and annuities. In 2006, Congress passed legislation, I believe it's the Military Personnel Financial Services Protection Act, and requiring the states to prohibit certain sales practices for life insurance and annuities. There were sales abuses on military bases, particularly with young enlisted personnel, in three particular areas. Officers and NCOs, both active duty and retired, were being used to give the appearance of military sanction of the sales for these particular life insurance policies. Military pay systems were also misused to pay these premiums, and the existing and more affordable life insurance that was automatically in place for these military personnel was not disclosed. In response to this act, the NAIC and Department of Defense worked together to put together a national model in response to this particular situation. The bill protects those in pay grades E4 and below. It prohibits the use of military pay systems for premium payments. It requires disclosure of existing life insurance availability for military personnel. It prohibits sales in prohibited areas on military bases, offering gifts to attend sales meetings, no door-to-door sales on the base, no involuntary group meetings, avoiding the image of a mandatory meeting, prohibits soliciting life insurance on base without the permission of the base commander, and prohibiting the use of lead cards that do not disclose that it is a life insurance solicitation. In the fall of 2007, Congress asked for a list on enactment dates from the NAIC for each state. A number of states have already enacted this mandatory federal legislation, and as South Dakota, we indicated that we would bring it before the legislature in our 2008 session. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll stand by for questions. And I do have Randy Moses and Brian Underdahl from my department who did work closely at the national level in helping implement this program.
Questions, committee, for Mr. Schreiber or any of his staff there? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Schreiber. For the proponents of Senate Bill 202, for the proponents of 202, seeing none, are there opponents to Senate Bill 202? Opponents to 202, seeing none, we're going to close the committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 202. Senator Abdullah. Senator Abdullah moves due pass on 202, second by Senator Gant. Discussion. Hearing none. Secretary, please take the roll. All in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Dempster? Kadas? Ketzel?
Aye.
Kerbach-Berry? Gant?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye. It will go, we have a due pass. Is there a motion for consent? There is a motion by Senator Ketzel for consent. There's a second by Senator Gant. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. 202 is going on the consent calendar. Senator Abdullah, would you please carry that to your caucus? And Senator Ketzel, would you please handle it in yours?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. If I have nobody else here, I'll take it.
Thank you very much.
I'll come to your caucus. You come to
Okay, we are now ready for Senate Bill 177. Senate Bill 177. Senator Gerstedt, are you in the room?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
morning, Mr. Chair, Committee. My name is Sandy Jurstedt. I'm Senator from District 12, and this morning I bring before you Bill 177, which is really just to update a statute which was created in 1976, 32 years ago, which values property. And I think since 1976, the value of property has gone up. I would say a pair of shoes, a TV set, and so on. All of those property values have increased since 1976. So we're merely trying to bring this statute up to today's standard of living. And what it is if you were a property owner and I was renting from you and I left the property and I left behind a few pair of shoes, and after 10 days you, the property owner, went into the apartment and here's a couple pair of shoes, well, that's going to be probably over $100, so you can't really do anything. You have to store them for me and so on and so forth. The same thing is true of the second statute, which also changes the value from $100 to $500 in terms of what you do with property. If it's under $500, according to our updated statute, you don't have to store it. You don't have to, you know, go through the hassle and expense of storage. If it's under $500, you can dispose of it. If it's over $500, then you have to store it for 30 days for me or for whoever rents the apartment. So this is just about bringing the cost of living up to date from 1976 to today's standards. I'll pass just quickly pass around the statute from 1976 in case anyone wants to look at that. I'll just pass it around. It's just the statute from 1976. That's all it is, and you have in front of you the same statute, changing the number from $100 to $500 to be up to par, up to snuff with today's cost of living. Any questions? I'll be happy to answer.
Questions from the committee for Senator Jurstedt? Seeing none, thank you, Senator Jurstedt. Further proponents of Senate Bill 177. Further proponents of 177. Seeing none, are there opponents to Senate Bill 177? Opponents to 177. Seeing none, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was privy to part of the conversation reference this bill in Sioux Falls from the Mullay Housing Association. This is an excellent bill. Senator Jurstedt volunteered to bring it forward, and it makes a lot of sense, and all it does is update or increase the values from whatever she said, 1976 or whatever. Therefore, I move to pass.
Due pass by Senator Abdullah on Senate Bill 177. Is there a second? Second by Senator Dempster. Discussion. Senator Gant.
Can I ask Senator Abdullah a question?
Absolutely.
In those discussions, did those property owners say they were going to come up here and testify and explain why $100 is bad and why $500 is good?
You care to answer, Senator Abdullah?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. They were up here on another bill, but we didn't feel it was necessary that they have to testify in this bill. It's such a simple thing, and in 30 years, I don't think anyone would question the fact that something valued at $100 now is valued at $500. And the problem that they have is when somebody moves out and quits the apartment and this stuff sits in the apartment, it takes the landlord time to clean the apartment, get it ready for re-rental, and a lot of them are concerned about the property left there. So in part two of section two of Senator Jurstedt's bill, it says exceeding 500, they give them time to put it in storage for 30 days in the event that they do feel that property is valuable and they want to come back and get it. In section one, all it's saying is if it's less than $500, if they don't come and get it in 10 days, you can't expect the landlord to sit on it forever. So we didn't feel it was necessary, at least I didn't feel it was necessary, to have them come up here. You just hear the same story you're hearing from us because we heard it from them.
Okay. Answer your question, Senator Gant. For the discussion on Senate Bill 177. Seeing none, We have a motion due pass on Senate Bill 177. Secretary, please take the roll. All in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Kadas?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Chairman.
7-0. Senator Abdullah has moved consent, second by Senator Dempster. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. 177 is going on the consent calendar. Senator Gerstad, you have that in your caucus. Senator Gant, would you please explain that in your caucus? Okay. The committee will be at ease for just a minute. Committee will come back to order.
Chairman.
Senator Abdullah.
Reference Senate Bill 119. This is the second time it's been scheduled, and this is the second time the senator sponsor didn't appear. I move we table it.
There's a motion by Senator Abdullah to table Senate Bill 119. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Senator Gant. Discussion.
No discussion. No discussion.
Or, that's right.
You can have discussion before you get rid of it, can't you?
No. The motion is to table Senate Bill 119. We have a motion by Senator Abdullah, and it was a second by Senator Gant. All in favor of the tabling motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Kadas?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Trebek Berry?
No.
Gant?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye. Senate Bill 119 has been tabled 4-3. We are now ready for House Bill 1002. 1002, House Bill. Senator Haughey, are you in the room?
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Arnie Haughey, Senator from District 25. And this past summer, I had the pleasure of serving as vice chair of a summer study, an interim study involving the Department of Labor. And one of the things we looked at this summer was a cleanup project the department has been doing. And the result of that is bringing forward three bills, number 1002, 3, and 4. Is it possible just to comment on all three since they're so related?
Proceed.
Number 2. And all of these bills, by the way, passed the House unanimously. 102 deals with Section 60 of the code involving labor and unemployment. Section 60, or House Bill 003 section deals with 61, unemployment compensation. And House Bill 01004 is Section 62, dealing with workers' compensation. And I want to commend the Department of Labor for the work they and their staff have done. It's cleanup legislation dealing to correct issues involving statutes that are no longer in existence. Other things included like gender neutral items like cleaning up his versus she and substituting them and they and things like that. And there was no concern from the people on the summer interim. The chairman of the committee was Representative Rounds. He may be here today, I'm not sure, but I would defer to Secretary Roberts and the specialist from her department if you have further questions and comments. And I ask for your support in passing all three of these bills. There really doesn't seem to be any objectionable issues contained.
Okay.
Thank you.
A question is committee for Senator Hauge. Seeing none, thank you, Senator Hauge. Are there further proponents? These are all being handled pretty much at the same time of 02, 03, and 04. Further proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Pam Roberts. I'm Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Labor. And this bill was drafted by the Legislative Research Council staff. Dave Wortbon spent a lot of time on these three sections of law, put together the proposals, and then also brought them over to our staff just to make sure that we did not change anything substantively as a result of the Legislative Review Committee. We feel comfortable supporting the bill. It is just cleanup language that has needed to be cleaned up for many years, frankly. And so we were very appreciative of all the work that the Legislative Research Council staff put into these three bills, and we support them. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Questions in the committee for Secretary Roberts? Secretary Roberts, I do have a question. You mentioned the bill.
I'm talking all three bills.
All three bills?
Correct.
You're in concurrence?
Correct.
Thank you, Secretary Roberts. Further proponents of 02, 03, 04. Further proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents to Senate bills 02, 03, and 04? Any opponents? Seeing none, we're going to close to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1002. There's a motion by Senator Dempster. Yes. Do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Gant. Discussion. Seeing none. We're going to hang on to this bill for just a minute. House Bill 1003. Is there further committee discussion and or action on 1003?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
We are doing these individually, right? Not a
group. Right, that's true. Senator Ketzel.
I don't know who wants to answer it. In House Bill 1003, on page 21, section 51, I'd like to have them explain to me the final sentence in that section says, the secretary may order other records destroyed after a period of 1 year. What other records are we talking about?
Who would you like to have answer that, Senator Ketzel? Secretary Roberts, would you please come forward?
Page 21.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Don Katke. I'm the Director of the Unemployment Insurance Division. And Senator, refer me again to the section.
Page 21, section 51, deals with records.
I don't have a good answer for that, Senator. I think that was probably just put in there in the event there was something that was developed that was there was no longer needed to be kept anymore. There's no specific records that I'm aware of that might refer to.
Senator Ketzel.
Okay, then my next question, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Senator Ketzel.
Okay, if you look on page 30, 31, 32, 33, we took, and this here is relating to contribution rate and ratios. I realize that a few years back we made some changes to the unemployment insurance contributions. Is this taking archaic language that no longer pertains and eliminating it from the law, or what's the reason for deleting all of that?
Mr. Chairman. You're correct, Senator. These sections you refer to take out archaic language that apply to 1993 and earlier. So from years 1994 and forward, that language was left in the statute.
That answer your question? You have follow-up?
Yeah, if okay. I could.
Go ahead.
Okay, and I guess on my follow-up is this. Obviously, a few years back, we had, if you will, we were on the verge of a crisis within our work, our unemployment insurance compensation fund. And at that time, we made some changes as far as employer contributions at that time we had dropped down to, I believe it was under $10 million in the fund, and so we did some changes, mm-hmm. and those were to remain in effect until the fund was at like $21 million or something like that, and then they would revert back to where they were. Could you give me an update, if you will, as far as where that fund is at right now? I realize the contributions that we make here at the state level are forwarded to the federal government and then returned back to, I mean, it's a wonderful system in which we work, but if you could just give me a brief, if you could, Mr. Chairman, brief update as to where we're at with that unemployment insurance compensation fund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can, Senator. The bill you're referring to was passed in 2006. It was delayed implementation until 2007, so employers knew it were coming, could adjust their expense rates and so on. And the fund got down to, at one point in early 2007, down to about $12 million. And it's now come back. Those changes are doing what they were supposed to do. It increased the wage base employers pay on and increased the contribution rates for some employers. And the fund balance now, I believe, is in the low 20s. So our projections are that it will just continue that gradual increase. And that was our projections when those changes were proposed.
You have a further follow-up, Senator Ketzel?
This is educational, I guess, as well, Mr. Chairman, and I hope you'll bear with me on that. This next question is kind of it's slanted somewhat, but that's all right. Because it was in either 2005 or 2006, my memory leaves me often. At that time, Representative Kroger and myself were the prime sponsors on a bill that dealt with unemployment insurance and retirees or people who were Social Security eligible. And one of the kicks in that, if you will, is it wouldn't kick in until a fund had reached dollar certain, and then it would be available. And I'm assuming we're getting really close to that, aren't we?
Well, we're moving in that direction.
Care to respond, Mr. Katke?
Mr. Chairman, I would.
Okay.
The number you're looking for is $30 million. Yeah. The fund isn't there yet. Okay.
Okay.
It's moving in that direction.
That answer your question, Senator Kessel.
Yeah.
Further questions for Mr. Katke? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Katke. Thanks for the clarifications. Any further questions on 1003? Seeing none. Are there any questions on 1004? Seeing none. We are now going to revert back and take committee action and or discussion. And we're going to start with 1002. We do have a due pass on 1002. Secretary, please take the roll. All in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Fadella?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Kadis?
Aye.
Hetzel?
Aye.
Trabuck-Berry?
Aye.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye. We have 7-0 on HB 10-002. Is there any further action on that? Senator Dempster moved consent. There was a second by Senator Gant. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. 1002 is going on the consent calendar. Senator Gant. Oh, wait a minute. That's Senator Hauge. Senator Hauge has got that in your caucus. And Senator Kadis, would you explain that in yours, please? Thank you. We are now ready for action on 1003. Further committee discussion and on action 1003. There's a due pass by Senator Gant. There's a second by Senator Dempster. Discussion? Seeing none. The secretary will please take the roll. All in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Hetzel?
Aye.
Trabuck-Berry?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye. 7-0. Any further action on, there's a motion by Senator Kadis to, it is going to the floor. Due pass on House Bill 10-003. Absolutely understood, Senator Ketzel. Senator Turback, Barry, would you please explain 003 in your caucus?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Senator Hauge, you got that in your caucus. Okay. We are now ready to move to House Bill 1004. Further action on House Bill 1004. There's a due pass by Senator Gant on House Bill 1004, a second by Senator Dempster. Discussion? Seeing none. The Secretary will please take the roll. All in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Tatis?
Aye.
Hetzel?
Aye.
Turback-Berry?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye. Due pass 7-0 on 1004. Is there any further action from the committee? There's a motion by Senator Dempster to put on the consent calendar, second by Senator Gant. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. 10004 is going on the consent calendar. Hauge, you got that in your caucus also. And let's see, Turback, Berry, Kiedis, Ketzel. Senator Ketzel. You're probably the expert. Okay. Would you rather not do that, sir? Okay. Okay. We are now ready then for House Bill 1013. House Bill 1013. There's proponents of House Bill 1013.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Merle Scheiber, Division of Insurance. This is a one of our cleanup bills that Division of Insurance has brought forward. In 2004, legislation was passed that allowed companies with property casualty rate filings to use the file-and-use system versus prior approval. This bill will simply delete a reference regarding the waiting periods on property casualty rate filings that is no longer applicable with the advent of file-and-use. This legislation will not result in any change in the way that property casualty rate filings are handled. It just deletes the outdated reference to the waiting period. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll stand by for any questions.
Questions to the committee for Mr. Schreiber? Questions to the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Schreiber. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1013? Further proponents of 1013? Seeing none. Are there opponents of House Bill 1013? Opponents of House Bill 1013? Seeing none. We will now close the committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1013. There's a motion due pass by Senator Dempster. Is there a second? Second by Senator Kadis. Discussion? Hearing none. The Secretary will please take the roll. All in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Kadis?
Aye.
Hetzel?
Aye.
Turback-Berry?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye. 7-0 on the due pass. Any further action? There's a motion by Dempster on consent. There's a second by Gant. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. 1013 is going on the consent calendar. Senator Gant, would you please explain that to your caucus? And Senator Turback, Barry, please. With that, we have completed our calendar. I would just like to thank the committee for all their due diligence. Could we please have a motion for adjournment? There's a motion by Senator Abdullah to adjourn, a second by Senator Kadis. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.